Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
And welcome to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. As always, I am your host, Sarah, and I am excited to be here with you once again to talk about books, because it's the book podcast, right? So we're going to talk about books. And today, as I was thinking about favorite authors and going through my book list for inspiration for this episode, I decided that I wanted to talk about Fanny Flagg and her books. You might be familiar with Fanny Flagg from the movie Fried Green Tomatoes, that is based on her book called Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe. I think that's the first one I ever read of hers. I was introduced to Fanny Flagg by my parents, of course. So much influence by my parents on my reading habits, and I think I started reading her in high school. She has numerous books out, and she's actually a very interesting woman in her own right, as I discover so many of the authors that I talk about on this podcast are. Let me give you a little bit of information about Fanny Flagg. This is from her website, which is fannyflaggbooks.com, and it says that Fanny Flagg's career started in the fifth grade when she wrote, directed, and starred in her first play titled The Whoopi Girls, and she has not stopped since. At age 19, she began writing and producing television specials and later wrote for and appeared on Candid Camera. She then went on to distinguish herself as an actress and a writer in television, films, and the theater. She is the best-selling author of Daisy Fay and the Miracle Man, Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe, Welcome to the World, Baby Girl, Standing in the Rainbow, A Redbird Christmas, Can't Wait to Get to Heaven, I Still Dream About You, The All Girls Filling Stations, Last Reunion, and The Whole Town's Talking. Flagg's script for the movie Fried Green Tomatoes was nominated for an Academy Award and the Writers Guild of America Award and won the highly regarded Scripter Award for Best Screenplay of the Year. Fanny Flagg is the winner of the Harper Lee Prize. She lives happily in California and Alabama. So that is the brief biography of Fanny Flagg on her website. And so if you've seen Fried Green Tomatoes, then you know it is one of those stories that takes place in flashbacks. So there's two different time periods, a more modern time period, and then a story being told about an earlier time period. Also, it's got great, strong female relationships in it, and you're probably saying, this all sounds very familiar. Don't a lot of Sarah's choices of favorite books and favorite authors involve strong female relationships and stories that take place in multiple time periods? And you would be correct. I didn't realize that that was a pattern of mine until I started doing this podcast and found myself saying those words multiple times in different episodes. I love strong female relationships are awesome, but I love good books about relationships, whether those are platonic, romantic, erotic, whatever, familial. I love relationships, especially when they are portrayed in, you know, a high sense of realness. So, you know, they're not always perfect. There are struggles within those relationships. There are growing edges in those relationships. The relationships evolve throughout the story, etc. I just love books that explore humanity, that explore the human aspect of stories and relationships, etc. And as a history major, of course, I love books that have a bit of historical fiction in them as well, and to take me back to different periods. So pretty much I think all the books that I've read of Fanny Flagg's, and I think I've read almost all of them, if not all of them, have that element of a story within a story. And there are some crossover characters within them. You don't have to read them in any sort of order, but there are crossover characters that show up throughout some of the books, which I always find fun because you get, you know, you get to revisit certain people and certain places that you may have enjoyed in some of the books. I have to take a quick tangent here, because as I was reading the biography, I was giggling to myself because of the play that she wrote in the fifth grade, Fanny Flagg wrote, and it's called The Whoopee Girls. And it makes me laugh because my brother had a car in high school and after high school. You know what? It was white. I don't remember what it was. It was something from the 60s, and I am obviously not a car person, but It was a car from the 60s, and he was working on restoring it, and he loved it. He had this horrible rubber skeleton in a leather jacket hanging from the rearview mirror, which has nothing to do with anything, but he loved that car, and he loved that skeleton. But my grandmother, sweet little 80-something-year-old Norwegian lady, used to call it the Whoopee Wagon. For her, Whoopee just meant, you know, good times, whoopee, as I assume Fanny Flagg's Whoopee Girls means. Whoopee meant something different in a different era than it meant to my brother and I at the age that we were when Whoopee, you know, and so we originally were horrified thinking that my grandmother was making an off-color joke about what my brother would be doing in this car. No. Thankfully, it was explained to us that she was not making an off-color joke, that that did mean, and I think that I really did know that's what she meant, but, you know, being my brother's 4 years older than I am, so being a maybe 13-year-old girl at the time, it's your brain does stupid things and goes in weird directions. At any rate, that has nothing to do with Fanny Flagg, except that the title of her fifth grade play reminded me of my beloved grandmother, who is no longer with us, but who still manages to make me smile, even after being gone all these years. So, Fanny Flagg, very interesting woman in her own right. She has been prolific, not only in writing novels, but also writing for television, producing for television. She's an actress. She appeared on Candid Camera, which I kind of want to go on YouTube now and find some of those clips, because if her personality is anything like her writing, she is a hoot. So, since Fried Green Tomatoes might be the movie or the book that a lot of people are the most familiar with, I will talk about that first. And here is the description from, again, Fanny Flagg's website. It says, folksy and fresh, endearing and affecting, Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe is a now classic novel about two women. Evelyn, who's in the sad slump of middle age, and gray-headed Mrs. Threadgood, who's telling her life story. Her tale includes two more women, the irrepressibly daredevilish tomboy Iggy and her friend Ruth, who back in the 30s ran a little place in Whistlestop, Alabama, offering good coffee, southern barbecue, and all kinds of love and laughter, even an occasional murder. And as the past unfolds, the present will never be quite the same again. So if you have seen the movie, then you know that Evelyn, who is played by a woman whose face I can picture, but now whose name has gone running right out of my head. Oh, she's a wonderful actress. Anyway, it's not the movie podcast, but yeah, okay. So Evelyn goes with her husband to visit an aging relative, and this relative doesn't particularly care for Evelyn, so Evelyn spends a lot of time waiting for her husband to finish his visit, and in one of these times, she meets Mrs. Threadgood, who starts to tell her, at first you think maybe she has a bit of dementia because she just sort of launches into this story in the middle, which often happens, you know, as we get older, we tend to just start stories in the middle of them, and through the telling of this story, first, Evelyn is intrigued by the story itself and this friendship between Iggy and Ruth and what's going to happen. But then as the book continues, then she and Mrs. Threadgood begin to develop a friendship of their own. And, you know, there's a couple of decades, maybe two, maybe three between them, but they form this relationship. They're both lonely in their own ways, and they enjoy speaking with one another. So they form a relationship that is initially based on the relationship between Iggy and Ruth, but then becomes something more in its own right. We are going to talk more about this book and about relationships, but we do have to take our first break of the podcast. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and I will be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. We are speaking today about another one of my favorite authors, Fanny Flagg. And we were talking before the break about one of her books that has been made into a movie called Fried Green Tomatoes. The book is called Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe. So it tells the story of two women, and then it tells a story within the story of another two women. So during the break, I did look up who played Evelyn, and that is Kathy Bates, of course. I knew that. I even knew it was Kathy, but for the life of me, could not remember her last name. Mrs. Threadgood is played by Jessica Tandy, and it is a wonderful, wonderful story. So it takes place, again, in probably the 90s. I can't remember exactly if it's the 90s or a little earlier, with the story of Evelyn and Mrs. Threadgood as they keep meeting at the nursing home where Mrs. Threadgood lives. And she starts telling the story of Iggy and Ruth. And we then also, of course, hear the story of Iggy and Ruth, who become friends. And so the flashbacks take place from somewhere in the 20s through maybe the 50s. Again, I don't have exact dates in front of me, and maybe I should have looked that up. But you get quite a long story of theirs, and you get to see all of these interesting characters. There's always a cast of so many hilarious, quirky, interesting characters that are in Fanny Flagg's books in the towns that she portrays. So the relationship between Iggy and Ruth is friendship. I always get the sense that there's something more to that friendship after Ruth does get married. Not a good relationship. I'm not going to give you details of that, but not a good relationship. So after she gets out of that relationship, she and Iggy live together until, you know, pretty much for the rest of their lives. So it is implied that there's something more to that relationship, whether that is, you know, requited or unrequited, we don't know. And of course, it wouldn't have been talked about during the time period that this took place. So they're definitely, definitely very, very, very good friends. They may be something more. Doesn't really matter. They still love one another regardless. And they actually raise Ruth's son together. And they have this very, you know, complex but loving and wonderful relationship. The town doesn't seem to have a problem with it, whether, you know, whatever that relationship involves. And then you get, again, this, so you get strong female relationships, and then there's a mystery. There's a murder mystery that needs to be solved, although the reader kind of knows parts of it as it's going, but then you find out more as the book goes on. It's not the movie review podcast, but as always, I like the book. better than the movie. I love the movie, but there's one aspect of the movie that drives me crazy that they changed a little bit, and I'm curious about it since Fanny Flagg did write the screenplay. I'm wondering if she changed it or if somebody else changed it, but there's something that gets changed at the end that just absolutely doesn't make sense to me, and I won't tell you what it is. I don't want to give anything away if you've never read or seen the movie, but read the book or seen the movie. But I'm pretty sure that is the first Fanny Flagg book that I ever read. I remember asking my mom if we could make fried green tomatoes, and we did. And I don't know if we did it right. I don't remember. I feel like I'm indifferent towards them. I don't remember if they were great. I don't remember if they were horrible. They weren't horrible. I didn't hate them. I don't remember loving them. May have to try that again, find a different recipe, or find someone who actually knows how to make fried green tomatoes, because we didn't. We just kind of made it up as we went along. So that's one thing that I love about books, is that they give you ideas of things to do with your family that you may not have thought you would be doing in your life, like making fried green tomatoes on a summer afternoon because you'd both just read a book by Fanny Flagg. Other books by Fanny Flagg. She, as I said, she has books that tend to have a lot of crossover characters in them. She has stories within stories. Another thing that I like about her books is that they often have not only the stories within the stories, but then there's some other kinds of stories. So in a couple of the books, you get little radio broadcasts from a woman who does a show, a home economics show from her living room. She actually does the show every day, and it's in the, I think, the 40s and the 50s, maybe earlier than that. I don't remember. I don't know. It feels like my podcast a little bit because she does it from her home. And so she does recipes and household tips and news around the town, etc. So you get kind of quirky little anecdotes from that. And she actually appears in several of the books. But then there's also news stories and, you know, newspapers used to be different than they are now. News story, you know, you get the kind of the gossip. Sometimes the gossip page, and so you get some of that in these, and they're just really well written. They're fun. They are so let me give you an example. As I'm scrolling down here after the description of Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe, there's an excerpt, and this is from the Weems Weekly, which is Whistle Stop Alabama's weekly bulletin, and the story is called Cafe Opens. The Whistle Stop Cafe opened up last week, right next door to me at the post office, and owners Iggy Threadgood and Ruth Jameson said business has been good ever since. Iggy says that for people who know her not to worry about getting poisoned, she is not cooking. All the cooking is being done by two colored women, Sipsy and Onzel, and the barbecue is being cooked by Big George, who is Onzel's husband. Okay, so first off, the words that we wouldn't use now, right? Colored women. Not the greatest, but again, very different time. Yeah. So there is some of that, but you're seeing race relations through these stories, the way they are. You get some of that through history. Something, you know, some of that comes through. But I also want to point, what am I saying? The way these are written, these aren't your normal, you wouldn't expect this in a news story now. Well, there are some websites now that are gossipy like this, but, you know, just kind of written in this sort of kitschy first person, they're right next door to me at the post office, etc. And then the article goes on. If there's anybody that's not been there yet, Iggy says that breakfast hours are from 5:30 to 7:30. You know, I mean, it's just, you can, then they talk about what you can have for lunch and then what the vegetables are. She says, my other half, Wilbur, and I ate there the other night and it was so good. He says he might never eat at home again. Ha ha. I wish this were true. I spend all my time cooking for the big lug and still can't keep him filled up. By the way, Iggy says that one of her hens laid an egg with a $10 bill in it. And that was written by Dot Weems. So, yeah, see, this is not your normal kind of newspaper articles, but you get very colorful stories and anecdotes in them. At any rate, that gives you an idea of Fanny Flagg's writing. She is very kind of down to earth. I think the way it's described, folksy, is a good word for it, which don't know, folksy sometimes gets a bad rap. Maybe it seems kind of cheesy. And maybe it is, but it's kind of simple. You know, we talk about a simpler time and whether times really were simpler. They all had their own challenges. I'm not going to get into an argument about whether times were actually simpler in different decades, but just a glimpse into a different way of life, a different way of living. There's one character who is, you know, we see some of the effects of the Depression on one character who leaves and rides the rails and kind of comes and goes, and you see life in this small town as it's affected by the Depression, affected by various other things, different looks at things like race relations, different looks at marriage and relationships between men and women and what was considered acceptable, etc., etc. So even though they are, you know, folksy and they have a lot of heart, there are also tougher issues within these books as well. It is time to take our second break of the podcast, but stay tuned. When we come back, we'll be concluding this episode on author Fanny Flagg's books. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and I'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and if you haven't figured it out by now, I mean, the title of the episode kind of gives it all away, but we are talking about author Fanny Flagg and my love of her books. I have been talking about Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe. She does have many other books. Again, they do have some crossover characters. You do not have to read them in any particular order, though. The most recent book of hers that I read is called the All Girl Filling Station. Let me get this right. The All Girl Filling Station's Last Reunion, which is a bit of a mouthful, but it goes along with exactly what I was talking about: strong female relationships, stories within stories, a bit of a mystery, etc. And it goes back and forth between the more modern story, the more contemporary story, excuse me, and World War II. So, if you've been tuning in, you know that I was just talking about World War II novels and my kind of phase that I was going through at one point. And I do think that I read this book within that phase, so it worked out just perfectly well. I don't think I read it because I was going through a phase and it had aspects of World War II in it. I think it was just coincidence. But let me give you a description of this book. Again, it's called The All-Girl Filling Station's Last Reunion. The one and only Fanny Flagg, beloved author of Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe, Can't Wait to Get to Heaven, and I Still Dream About You, is at her hilarious and superb best in this new comic mystery novel about two women who are forced to reimagine who they are. Mrs. Sookie Poole of Point Clear, Alabama, has just married off the last of her daughters and is looking forward to relaxing and perhaps traveling with her husband, Earl. The only thing left to contend with is her mother, the formidable Lenore Simmons Crackenberry. Lenore may be a lot of fun for other people, but is, for the most part, an overbearing presence for her daughter. Then one day, quite by accident, Sookie discovers a secret about her mother's past that knocks her for a loop and suddenly calls into question everything she ever thought she knew about herself, her family, and her future. Sookie begins a search for answers that takes her to California, the Midwest, and back in time to the 1940s, when an irrepressible woman named Fritzy takes on the job of running her family's filling station. Soon, truck drivers are changing their routes to fill up at the all-girl filling station. Then, Fritzy sees an opportunity for an even more groundbreaking adventure. As Sookie learns about the adventures of the girls at the all-girl filling station, she finds herself with new inspiration for her own life. Fabulous, fun-filled, spanning decades and generations, and centered on a little-known aspect of America's 20th century story, the all-girl filling station's last reunion is another irresistible novel by the remarkable Fanny Flagg. So, this is, again, a novel that takes place, has a contemporary aspect, again, with relationships. You've got this relationship between Sookie and her mother, who is quite the character. She's definitely formidable. She's definitely opinionated. But Sookie discovers this secret, and she starts looking into it, and it changes this, the whole, the whole kind of direction of her life. She's just married off again, her last child. She's kind of got empty nest syndrome. She's thinking about maybe traveling with her husband, doing, you know, this kind of next stage in their life, in their relationship, trying to deal with her mother as her mother ages. And then she finds out the secret and begins looking for answers and learns about this family who had an all-girl filling station because, of course, it was wartime and most of the men were off serving in various capacities. So there are, I don't remember, four daughters, maybe five. There are a number of daughters who then take over the running of this filling station and kind of make it, that's their catch, that's their thing, that's what they get people to come because it is a filling station run by all women, all young women, and that might not seem like such an interesting thing to us, but you have to remember that filling stations in the 1940s were a lot different. You didn't usually pump your own gas. You'd pull in, they would check your oil, they'd wash your windows, they'd fill up your tank, et cetera, et cetera. A lot more than just what we do when we go and fill up our tank and buy our soda or whatever it is we do at the gas station nowadays. So again, lots of family relationships, a little bit of a mystery. You don't know until the end exactly how things are going to play out, exactly who is who in the more contemporary version of the story as opposed to the 40s. I think it's Fritzy. It might be one of the other sisters, but I do think it is Fritzy who begins flying in the war effort. And so that wasn't that common, but she is kind of irrepressible. She is very brave. She is very headstrong, and she's going to do what she can at the time that her country needs her. And so that is her contribution. And she gets involved in a lot of very interesting adventures, as do her sisters to a certain extent, even though they are, you know, working at a filling station in, I think it's Minnesota. I could be wrong about that. It's been a couple of years since I've read this book, and I need to reread it because now that I'm talking about it, I'm like, Fanny Flagg, I need to put that on my reread list or my let's listen to this as an audiobook list because I do love her. And she reads a lot of her own audiobooks, which is awesome because, you know, she knows how she wants them to be, and she does the voices so well. At any rate, Fanny Flagg, one of my favorite authors, has a lot of books. If you are interested at all in any of these things that I have talked about, stories within stories, contemporary story being told in conjunction with and relationship to a story that takes place in the past somewhere, so historical fiction, relationships, a lot of strong female relationships, but really also relationships that evolve in Fried Green Tomatoes. You've got Evelyn and Mrs. Threadgood's relationship, but you also have Evelyn and Ed, her husband's relationship, and how that is evolving. Again, in the all-girl filling stations, you've got the relationships between the sisters. You've got the relationship between Sookie and her mother. To a certain extent, there's the relationship between Sookie and her husband. So lots of great relationships, some historical fiction, some really quirky storytelling in radio and newspaper news stories. And they're just a lot of fun. They are very, as I said, heartwarming. So if you're looking for some really great summer reading that you can just take and dive into, be transported to a different time, get sucked into some funny, hilarious, heartwarming, sometimes heartrending situations, then you should definitely check out Fanny Flagg if you have never read her. If you have read her, then you hopefully love her as much as I do, or well, you don't have to, but hopefully you do. And I think that's it. So as I said on Tuesday's podcast, if you join me next Tuesday, I have another interview scheduled, this time with Tommy Carbone, author of Growing Up Greenpoint. It is a memoir of his childhood in the Greenpoint neighborhood of Brooklyn in the 70s. And I totally botched this on Tuesday when I was trying to say it, because I was trying to remember the character from The Wonder Years. His name is Kevin. And so it is, it's like The Wonder Years if Kevin had grown up in Brooklyn and gotten mugged. Then, you know, some other things that happened in his childhood in Brooklyn. There's a lot of really interesting stories. He lived through the blackout of 1977, but he was there. He experienced the blackout of 1977. So a lot of interesting stories, and looking forward to that conversation with Tom this weekend. And then the interview will be on Tuesday. So join me for that. A reminder that you can still enter to win a copy of Maddie Dalrymple's book, Snakes and Ladders. That will go through next Saturday, the 6th, and then winners will be announced on the 8th. So go on to social media, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, comment on episode 92, and you'll be entered to win a copy of Snakes and Ladders by Maddie Dalrymple. Thank you so much for joining me. Join me again on Tuesday for that interview with Tommy Carbone. And in the meantime, go out there and get yourself lost in a good book. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.